Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome back to that Chelsea podcast where Chelsea have done the double over Tottenham Hotspur this season, a 2-0 win at Stamford Bridge. Happy, happy days. Joining me to look back at a wonderful night in Chelsea's season, a terrific performance, especially given the circumstances, it's Mr. Harrison Burridge. Harrison, how are we doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
And Harrison, as always, do guests, where can people find you if they want to check out some of your stuff?
You can find myself at HBurridge2 on Twitter and then at the Chelsea Social for the Chelsea Social as well.
Lovely, lovely stuff. Those links will be in the description below. Right, Harrison, before we kind of get into the game, sort of break things down, Chelsea 2, Tottenham Hotspur 0, and I've come away from that performance absolutely delighted. Given the situation we knew Chelsea were in, where they basically had, like, we are down to the bare bones. We are the most down to the bare bones we've been all season. It's, you know, that starting 11 and then that bench. And Alfie Gilchrist is now part of that starting 11. I thought obviously when I saw that, I thought there's quality in that team, but it's going to be a tall order, and hopefully we're not going to need the bench to really come on and, you know, change the game too much. Barrison, from basically minute one, we were just on it. We were superb. We probably should have been out of sight by half time. And then we had to dig in, and we dug in well in that second half when Spurs kind of got back into the game a bit. Put us under a bit of pressure, and we held firm, and Spurs, despite all that ball, never really allowed them to really test Petrovic in goal. And I thought that was a performance full of character, just full of passion. That's kind of just what these games, especially in these games, these big London derbies, what you need. I mean, that performance basically had everything. I would be, you know, that is probably, for me, one of the best performances we have put in this season, especially just given the circumstances. I am absolutely delighted with what I witnessed in that 90 minutes. And I can't fault anything, really, apart from, you know, Chelsea's not killing that game or potentially in that first half, you know, Chelsea's errant finishing. But superb tonight. I thought absolutely superb. We kept Heung-min Son pretty quiet, their biggest threat. We kept a Spurs team that are pretty good at scoring goals. We made them look pretty ordinary. I mean, yeah, Harrison, that was near perfection tonight.
Near enough, yeah. I mean, I've just been sat here thinking now, kind of cast my mind back to November when we beat Tottenham 4-1. We think naturally bigger kind of scoreline, but complete contrast in the performance and the manner of the victory that day when it was kind of that chaotic sort of game and we really had to work just to score a single goal and made a bit of a meal of it at the same time. But yeah, I mean, we've been a mess defensively for weeks, but it's even nine days ago to Arsenal now, and you come out against a Tottenham side, I think you've only blanked once so far this season. That was a few weeks ago against Fulham, keep them as quiet as they did. I mean, as you say, Son really did nothing. I think Alfie Gilchrist did reasonably well on him and the whole back four. Mark Cucullo, especially on the left-hand side, probably one of his better performances in the Chelsea shirt. And just then you said going forward, there was just a bit more directness from Mudryk and Madueke as well. They were just running at the top of the defence that kind of caused a bit of panic in the back line. And Madueke had it quite easy because I don't Emerson Royale isn't the best at defending. He got gifted a lot of room, which helped, especially in that first half, and should have been out of sight probably by the 60th minute in theory. But at the end of the day, two goals, clean sheet, and a win against Tottenham. You can't argue with that at all.
Indeed, indeed. Harrison, let's kind of get into it. Well, obviously, you know, Chelsea do miss chances. Jackson has a shot that's kind of cleared near the goal line by Van de Ven. But Harrison, let's talk about Chelsea's opener. And I don't think the irony can be lost on anyone here, especially on a night where a massive Conor Gallagher sort of crowd surfer or sort of little display was shown pre-game. But it's his ball into the box that is wonderfully headed home by Trevor Chalobah. I mean, in terms of just, that is one of the best headers I've seen in a long time. And yeah, Harrison, the irony cannot be lost that these are two Cobham products combining for that first goal. Two Cobham products who by for all we hear in briefings, etc., the club are looking to move on from. Two Cobham players who, I mean, arguably, potentially in their positions, you could argue are also the best in those positions. I mean, yeah, Harrison, again, it is, I say, it's a great ball from Connor, and it's a wonderful header from Chalobah. And Harris, I mean, Trevor Chalobah gets awarded man of the match by Gary Neville on Sky Sports. And I thought he was absolutely outstanding. And Harris, I'll just have a word here on that too. I find it utterly bizarre when I hear that Chelsea are trying to offload Trevor Chalobah. I said it with Tom Coley in the season preview pod when Chelsea signed Axel Disasi. And there's no shade on Axel Disasi, but Axel Disasi for 40 million, really, you've got Trevor Chalobah here already. You know, there's also been hearing potentially there's rumours that Chelsea might go after Tosin Adebayo on a free from Fulham. And sure, that's a free transfer, and you go, that's quite shrewd business. But again, Trevor Chalobah is here. Harrison, I don't even think you can question it now. I think Trevor Chalobah is probably Chelsea's best centre back. And yeah, I thought he was absolutely outstanding today. I mean, and throughout his Chelsea career, just sideboard, like, yes, he has obviously had some poor moments. Every Chelsea player has them. But I would say for a player who's coming from the academy, I can't, has been kind of thrown and trusted in big moments. I can really rarely remember him putting many feet wrong in a Chelsea shirt in general. He is such a solid performer. And I feel that in his time at Chelsea Football Club, he has just been so underappreciated, particularly by the people higher up in this football club. And that's not just this ownership as well. That's harking back to the sort of days under the previous ownership and previous head coach as well at points. But just thoughts, I mean, I thought it was outstanding. And yeah, just if you want a word on the quality of Cobham there.
Yeah, I mean, the fact, obviously, unlucky to be ruled out to injury to about February for Chalobah, but the fact he's missed one game since he came off the bench against Man City kind of not only underlines his I'm not going to speak here, actually, his ability to stay fit once he is fit, but also his ability to kind of put in the performances that the managers want and crave from centre backs. Because he's had a couple of hairy moments, you could say, since he's come back in that City game. Obviously, unfortunate in that City game as well. The equalising goal deflected and nothing can do anything about. But he has been the best defender since he's come back in. And he's probably, especially with Thiago Silva moving on, we know for sure, in the current state and shape of this team, he is the best central defender in the team. You'd hope at least the likes of Badiashile and Disasi can match and go above the level given what they were bought for. But when you look at it right now, and it's everything wrong with football clubs in general, but especially Chelsea at the moment, that Chalobah and Gallagher are constantly talked about for being for sale. I've long had it that I know Chelsea need to make money in the upcoming windows because of the mess they've put themselves in, but the club put themselves in this mess from spending so much. And you shouldn't be, as a football club, it's not sustainable or healthy to be selling on your best academy products just because you need to clear the books and make sure you get through the latest PSR window all safe. And that's what it seems to be doing. I mean, Chalobah and Gallagher have been up for sale every window for two, three seasons now. And it doesn't make sense when you watch performances like tonight. And you can joke, it's a made in Cobham goal, but it was also use the term pure profit. It was a pure profit goal as well, which is kind of the weird kind of analogy with it all. But yeah, it's Chelsea would be in a much worse place next season more than likely if both of those were to leave, because you can't find players that put in performance as consistently as they do. Well, for cheap, for free, effectively, because that's what matching their price would cost, because they've cost nothing. So you'd be spending at least 60 million, probably north, way north of that, if you are to replicate two players of that. But yeah, Thiago tonight, fantastic man of the match, fully deserved. And that header, just to finish off, superb, taken like a striker. That the loop over it was perfect. I think the Chelsea Twitter account just had a little joke with the flight of the ball compared to the Ziyech goal from a couple of years back. But yeah, fantastic from Chaibut, and then as well Gallagher, superb again in the middle.
Indeed, as I said, that is a wonderful, wonderful goal. But as you said, when Chelsea fans, and a lot of us fans are seeing, the academy products, that's our go-to, our other people higher up going all pure profit and thinking, oh, that's maybe 70, 80 million of pure profit in our books. But again, indeed, outstanding. And look, Harrison did mention Badiashile there and Desire trying to get up to Trezor. For what it's worth, Harrison, I think Benoit Badiashile, had sort of, was improved against Aston Villa. And again, I thought today at the back was pretty assured. I cannot fault Benoit Badiashile again. I thought that was probably his best performance, aside from maybe the Aston Villa Cup tie. I reckon that's probably one of his second best performance for Chelsea this season. Can't fault him there. Harrison, Alfie Gilchrist, has a tough shift at right back. It's, he's obviously up against Heung-Min Song at points and then Brennan Johnson. And I thought, I mean, granted, I think it helped that Spurs basically, for whatever bizarre reason, didn't get Heung-Min Son on the ball in the first half. Harrison, he stood up pretty well. He got maybe done a couple of times, but in general, like you kind of expect maybe that can happen against a player of Son and Son's quality. But Harrison, his first Premier League start at Stamford Bridge, and we obviously know he had a torrid time, or certainly a tough time at the Emirates, especially for that opening goal. But yeah, considering he's also not right back and he's a centre back, that was really encouraging to see from Alfie in those 83, 84 minutes he was on the pitch, wasn't it?
Definitely, and I mean, just to kind of touch on Cobbin again, it's what they bring through players who are versatile in so many positions. He's for any player to come through and impress like he has done in the early stages of kind of their Premier League career, to do it in a natural position would be a fantastic achievement. But he's doing it in one that isn't so natural, and I think that just highlights the qualities and the character he is. Because tonight up against, he wouldn't have been used to too much in the academy, being isolated up against your top quality wingers, which what Son is. And I've kind of, as I alluded to earlier, he kept him really quiet. There was a couple of occasions he lunged in here and there, which you expect a little bit of naivety as his age and experience in the position he finds himself in the game. But for Chelsea to have a position where they're missing 14 senior players, but they've had Alfie Gilchrist come through this year, and you can effectively now, he is a senior player. He's got his spot in the first team kind of changing room at Cobham. He's part of the fold, whether he more than likely will be alone. You expect for the next season to continue development, but you've got 14 players missing, and he's filling in at right back with Gusto and James out and doing a sterling job. It's fantastic.
Yeah, Harrison, I kind of want to highlight another player on the other side, Mark Cucurella. I thought he was absolutely outstanding tonight. I think that's one of the best games I've seen him have in a Chelsea shirt. We obviously see the impact he has in that first goal. Just kind of being clever enough with Brennan Johnson. It's never a foul there. It's absolutely never a foul. It was a joke that the VAR took over 3 minutes to check back on, basically try to find something wrong with it to try and disallow it. But Harrison, it's not just that. All round defensively, I thought excellent. And then you kind of see how some that tenacity that he wins Chelsea a free kick, but really, in the 72nd minute, which kind of leads to Palmer hitting the bar and Jackson heading home the rebound. But that's just tenacity from him. That's just him making, trying to win it, just win a free kick, just giving it his all. I mean, Harrison, that was Mark Cucurella. Fair play. Fair play. A player who comes under a lot of criticism, has some shaky moments. Who knows what his future is, etc., at this football club. But fair play. Fair play tonight. Again, absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, his performances like tonight, why I love him, and you want to see it kind of all the time, because he has that, you touched on that tenacity, he has that passion to kind of throw himself into any situation. He look the little Chalobah made a block first half from a shot, and Cucurella's right behind him, giving the big celebration. It's the little things when he's in form that you really love. And tonight, he looked like the player you saw. Chelsea went and spent the 60 million on a couple of summers ago, and it's just a shame it probably hasn't worked out so well to this point. But obviously, he is playing, kind of Potts has changed the system a bit, it seems, and he's inverting more, and it seems to help be helping him and giving him a bit more kind of freedom in how he wants to play, especially when we're in possession. And who knows kind of how he will do from here, but when we just look at tonight in isolation, you can't fault him. He's a fantastic performance and a very key part of the win.
Yep. Ben Harrison said about midfield, Moises, Caicedo, and Conor Gallagher. Again, said just the pair of them together. I thought outstanding. Moises, Caicedo, again, just absolutely runs his socks off. Just a monster performance, tackles here and there. He was just absolutely immense. Harrison, just I guess a word on those two. Maybe you already touched on Conor there, but maybe kind of a word for Moises, Caicedo, because said I thought he was absolutely outstanding, and said no player won more duels in the first half than Moises Caicedo with six, and he won 100% of them. He also won more fouls free and made more tackles two than any other Chelsea player in that first half. Just absolutely, absolutely exceptional.
Yeah, I mean, I've been really impressed by him for a couple of weeks now. He seems starting to kind of grow into his own. That does seem to be a thing that playing with Gallagher almost frees him up in a way, having someone who's just going to, not to be disrespectful to Gallagher in any way, but run like a bit like a headless chicken and constantly harass the opposition when they're in possession. It just allows Caicedo to go about and do his thing. And a couple of vital interceptions tonight, just putting his body in the way when it matters and almost putting it where it hurts at times as well. So I think when you've can't any team needs a base in their midfield to be successful. Chelsea, for much of the season, haven't had that, hence why we've had kind of the basketball type games and conceding two goals, that one of conceding two goals every game, 7 or 8 in a row, wasn't it? So it's stupid. But when you can't, last time we Chelsea won the title, they had Matic at the base of midfield. We haven't kind of replicated like that. Not saying in any way Caicedo is that sort of player, I don't think he is, for the matter of fact, but tonight he did a perfect job. He helped nullify Tottenham's foot through the middle alongside Gallagher. I think that, especially now we've got a run of them, they're going to have another 4 games together. Fingers crossed, none of them get injured before the end of the season. But they're a duo that does seem to work and can help build some chemistry and the system going into next season. If, well, regardless of who is in charge in the managerial department.
Yeah, man, I guess Harrison, a word for Nonny Madueke tonight. Again, I thought he was great, you know, in an attacking sense, caused a lot of problems, but also fair play. He worked, he tracked back, he worked hard defensively. Even if he was not the most amazing defensively, he still was tracking back. He was still absolutely working hard, working his socks off. And I know there just seems to have been in these last 2 games, you kind of look back to sort of the Aston Villa second half, which I will admit on this podcast, we probably didn't really even give Nonny enough credit for sort of his performance in that second half. But Harrison said, post basically what we saw, you know, Man City and him sort of getting called out for, you know, his reaction at full time, which again I don't, you know, don't want to make too much of a big deal of, because it says it's after a game. But Harrison, fair play, a player he's getting, you know, getting a consistent run of starts now. Obviously, that's kind of aided by some of the injuries we've got out there. But fair play, he is certainly a player that is, you know, putting himself about and, you know, showing signs. You know, I don't think it's any more than showing signs, but that was an encouraging display today from him. And said, I mean, he arguably outshone Cole Palmer, you know, in out of, you know, Chelsea's attacking sort of trio as well. So I guess that's, you know, a credit for him. But just a quick word on Nonny, said that, you know, encouraging signs. Hopefully, you know, he just kicks on and can have a strong end to the season, because, you know, there's certainly, I certainly see more of a player there than I do, say, on the other side of the pitch.
Yeah, I mean, he hadn't completed a full 90 at least in the league for Chelsea until Saturday. Now he's done two in a row, which I think is probably testament. Not obviously the injury situation at the club probably has helped that fact, but it's also testament to his form in the last couple of months. I think he's got 3 goals in the last few months in the league or in the cups combined, and he's just been starting to be kind of the threat you need coming in from the right hand side. Yes, it's a bit predictable at times. You just know he's going to come in on his left, but as I think Neville alluded to, if he just keeps working on kind of that move and shot, he will profit from that a lot, because defenders, however much and how much they know it's kind of coming, still allow it to happen, even if it's happened numerous times in history and to deadly effect. But I think you touched on it. The fact he was tracking back so much was particularly pleasing, because much of the season we've watched Chelsea attackers just, when they lose the ball, kind of just stand around the halfway line and not seem fussed or buying into the defending side of the game. But the fact he was coming back and helping out is massive, because it helps the team. And Gilchrist needed that support back there tonight. Gusto would need that support, or James if they're playing as well. It's part of a functioning team, and maybe that is part of the new system Pochettino's using, which similar to one way back in pre-season, which feels like a different season after everything that's kind of happened. But again, as you say, it's just it's bright sparks from Adeleke, like it was from Cucurella. There's still kind of so much more needed to be done to prove themselves in the long run. But you like what you see right now.
Indeed, indeed. And Harrison, let's kind of move on to the second goal. As I said, Cucurella wins that free kick. Cole Palmer, who, you know, I think was fairly quiet tonight by his standards, but takes a cracking free kick that hits the bar, and the ball comes off the bar, and it's again a lovely header from Nicholas Jackson to make it 2-0. It means that Nicholas Jackson has scored 11 Premier League goals this season. Four of them have come against Spurs. Only Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank with five in 2001, two has scored more goals for Chelsea v Tottenham in a single Premier League season than Nicholas Jackson. And it means that Chelsea have had multiple players score more than 10 goals in a Premier League season for the first time since 2017-18. Eden Hazard with 12, Alvaro Morata with 11 that season in 2023-2024. Cole Palmer with 20, Nicholas Jackson with 11. And me, Harrison, that was, I said, it's the goal that I feel Nico's performances in general over the last few weeks have really deserved. As I said, I thought, you know, again, tonight was getting in behind that Spurs back line with relative ease at points. I don't even think tonight, actually, in terms of all-round game, was, you know, potentially as good as what we've seen in previous games. I actually thought in the second half, he kind of became fairly quiet and sort of, you know, him as an outlet did sort of maybe wasn't able to really have as much of an impact as he had in previous games. But Harrison, that, you know, he gets the goal, but really his performances over recent weeks have deserved, you know, that has been the only thing missing from his performances in recent weeks. Four goals against Spurs. So again, that's also another good thing to, you know, charm, get yourselves into the Chelsea fans' hearts. But said, Harrison, like, fair play, he gets, and that goal as well is so crucial because that's the goal that just gives Chelsea that cushion. When Spurs at that point in the game have been not having our goal under siege, because I said they didn't really have many shots, it was just they had a lot of possession sort of in and around our half, in and around sort of just outside our box, but that's the goal that kills it off and lets us breathe. And yeah, Harrison, I mean, I don't even think it's necessarily the easiest header because it's a ball that's looping up, he's got to time it just right, and he gets times it well, gets the header, and said Harrison, that's his 11th Premier League goal of the season. Said, you know, hopefully he can have a strong end to the season. But given, you know, the price tag and given everything, I think, as I said, as I keep saying this before, I'm happy with what I've seen from Nicholas Jackson this season in his debut season. But just thoughts?
I mean, last time I was on, it was after that Everton game, and we were both raving about him. And unfortunately, since, at least in terms of the kind of the goals, it's dried up and gone a bit wrong. But it's what, as you said, it's what he deserves. He works tirelessly for the team, whether that's often making the run in behind, making the brave pass to try and create something, or being there in the box to finish the chance. He was unlucky, obviously, not to score in the first half with it being cleared off the line. But I think it's Rob Pratley tweeted at some point, he is someone who doesn't duck away from anything. He's always there making himself at the centre of it, not shine away from responsibility, and that's a fantastic trait in any player, in any walk of life, but especially for a striker where obviously their main currency is goals and having that kind of effect and ability to win a game for a team. And he did that tonight. That was you can say it was the winning goal, it was the clinching goal, and as you said, a fantastic header. That was, because when it for a split second we all thought Palmer had scored, and we all thought, and that Palmer has done another unbelievable goal. But when it came back to Jackson, you knew it had to not only be precise, but it had to be done in such a way to get it over the couple of defenders and beat the keeper. And it was done with perfection. The two Tottenham defenders had no idea what to do and kind of just watched it float in. And that was a little satisfying touch and everything Jackson deserves. And I think it's now 36% of his Premier League goals against Tottenham, which, I mean, he just loves it. It's a Chelsea thing, isn't it? So perfect.
Indeed. Indeed, and said Chelsea held out for a 2-0 win that meant Chelsea won more Premier League matches against Tottenham 35 than they have any other side. And it also meant that Chelsea have done the double 10 times against Tottenham in the Premier League. The only other side they've done that is against Manchester City as well. And Maurizio Pochettino becomes the first manager to complete a Premier League double over Tottenham, having previously managed them in the competition. And Harrison, we've praised basically all those players tonight, near enough, said, nice for Petrovic to get a clean sheet. That's his second clean sheet in a row at Stamford Bridge. It's maybe quite nice, but who knows? Maybe Chelsea is sort of certainly improving. Certainly at home, away from home, the defence is still a bit of an issue. But Harrison, let's kind of give some love to Maurizio Pochettino, because that was a tough task he was given tonight. I said it was his old club, Tottenham, coming to Stamford Bridge. And he was down to the bare bones. He was down to the bare bones. And Harrison, I thought the way that team was set up was spot on. Then also credit to him. I thought he got his substitutes absolutely bang on. You know, he's able to bring on Kasadai for Mudryk, you know, in the 75th minute, but it's at 2-0 shortly after Jackson has made it 2-0. At that point, you can get Castagne, you can get him into the midfield, but also gets a bit more height in there. And then I said, we then finally, the Chelsea fans have sort of been waiting for Josh Achimpong. I'm probably butchering that name. So apologies, folks. But he finally gets sort of that 5 minutes or so that Chelsea fans have been clamoring for. Then obviously Jimmy Turanian comes on for Nicholas Jackson in the 90th minute. Tarik George still has to wait for a debut. But so I guess that way goes on. But Harrison, genuinely, considering the circumstances and the options all we had there, I mean, fair play. Poch, like, absolutely, absolutely delighted. And said he got absolute buy-in from those players tonight, which I think is, you know, highlighted by his quote he said in press conference. I think this is the first time this season that I felt so happy, because it is the moment after 10 months where the team have realized how they need to compete. And as said, yeah, Harrison, he had a team performance there from minute one to 90, but was on it. Like, I don't think you could accuse Chelsea of switching off after half time, really, like they've done in the past. I think I just more credit to Tottenham had a rocket at them from Ange. And that was, you know, that team has said absolutely, absolutely superb. I think that was such a complete performance. And Poch deserves absolute credit and said fair play to him. These last three halves of football, you know, going back to that second half at Aston Villa, Chelsea been absolutely superb.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They have, and I mean, it's kind of it's confusing when you think about it, because you go back to kind of those back-to-back defeats against Wolves and Liverpool, and myself, along with many others, the fan base have had enough, but I'm kind of being drawn back in. But obviously, the Arsenal game is a big kind of big blip kind of on the recent kind of record sheet, but with Pochettino, if you can at least stick with this system, I think going forward, there is something and very a lot to like to build on. And if he's saying the players are now realising what they need to do, that's a positive. That what they have been working on is starting to click. But you don't want to, obviously, at the same time, you don't want to get ahead of yourself. You still know kind of recent memories of the past are very much still there. And I think if he gets Europe, I'd say he's done enough maybe to earn the right to stay. Whether he does stay, I think, is another completely matter. Obviously, completely decided by the board and the hierarchy at the club. But, I mean, sixth is within reach. Whether we get it is another matter. You probably have to win all four of the last games, which, I mean, for Chelsea to win five in a row at any stage, I don't think has happened this season. So would be a complete another step in a big direction for the club. But it's just positive to see this team and the players at the club can put in performances like this, because I think that's been the big concern for so many this year. They couldn't see the direction the club was going in or any future or any near future of any sort of success or moving forward. But another positive step in the right direction tonight. Pochettino can take credit, and you can enjoy this one because he deserves it for his way he set everyone up.
Indeed, indeed. And said, if I was Chelsea in eighth, ahead of the game against West Ham the weekend, hey, if we win that, folks, then that basically probably secures eighth place in the Premier League near enough, which would be very, very nice. So yeah, they said it was really, really nice. I can't really for anything other than the fact that I said Chelsea finishing at times maybe not quite as clinical as we'd like, but we kind of know that it's a young team. And I said genuinely just everything. That performance had heart, passion, commitment, had everything. And Harrison, as you said, that was a really good performance. And said it does again bring Europe back into focus, because as I said, we are 3 points off Man United in sixth and we have a better goal difference, and we're 2 points off Newcastle in seventh with four games to go. Harrison, I guess my big frustration is that I, as delighted as I am with this performance, I Well, I also have zero confidence that this Chelsea team can replicate a performance similar to that away at Nottingham Forest. And that I know that is not Chelsea's next game. And West Ham at weekend is probably the one, you know, West Ham I would be feel fairly, quote, fairly comfortable feeling about. I know West Ham would pose a threat from set pieces, etc. And a David Moyes team is never the easiest to play, and they tend to be quite tricky games, but there does kind of feel to be a feel, certainly when I look at West Ham from the outside, that they're kind of, you know, getting now towards the end of it, seemingly the Moyes reign, they're kind of, for full Europe was kind of keeping their season together, and they've sort of just fallen off a little bit. But I said Nottingham Forest, going to Nottingham Forest, potentially with them needing 3 points to stay up, terrifies me. So I look, I'm delighted with tonight, and I'm going to be very positive to folks about tonight and the bigger picture. But Harrison, kind of moving on to the end of the season there, I mean, yeah, is it probably kind of as simple as Chelsea need, certainly for Europa League, they need 4 wins? Is it as simple as that? Chelsea need to be, I'd say, 4 wins or say 10 points, 10 points, you know, minimum to have a chance of Europa League, would you say? Because obviously we know Man United, I think Man United still do play Newcastle this season. So at Old Trafford, so that could save you a draw. And they've got Arsenal, which we probably, folks, unfortunately, we do probably want Man United. We do, you know, if Man United could beat Arsenal there, that would be quite handy. Or certainly a draw. At least there. But I said, Harrison, this is the bizarre nature of Chelsea, because if these games we had sort of coming up at home, I'd probably feel fairly confident about them, because Chelsea at home, bar that Wolves mess you saw in February, and then I guess that Burnley 10-man show, Chelsea at home are pretty good. And I said, if we could just put games at Stamford Bridge under the lights, This Chelsea team could win a league, because our record under the lights this season, if it's either a Monday game or a Tuesday or whatever, Wednesday, Thursday game at Stamford Bridge, Chelsea are on it. As I said, that's United, Spurs, Everton in recent weeks, put to the sword. I say me not saying United put to the sword is a bit cheeky there, but Harrison, I guess this is what's the great frustrating about this Chelsea team is. Like, you want to believe in them, and they give you nights like tonight, and you're like, oh, that's so good. I'm so happy with you. I'm so proud of every single individual involved. But then the task now is to back it up. And I guess, Harrison, we will kind of see how much this is taken out of them, because it is a fairly short turnaround till Sunday. It's a 2 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. Poch has kind of said that he hopes to have Cowell and Kunku back in the squad for West Ham. But I, you know, whether or not they won't be fit to start. So, Harrison, I guess, you know, tonight is a wonderful night. I guess just my fear is that tonight might have taken quite a lot out of them. And that's kind of my fear, certainly going for moving ahead to West Ham, you know, on the weekend. And I guess we've got to see, because I think it's then Brighton. Is it Brighton away next week? Oh no, sorry. We have a gap. And then we have Brighton in the final week of the season away, don't we? So after West Ham, we do have a gap till the next game. But there will be. So I guess maybe if Poch can simply say to him, one big push on Sunday, and then you've got some time off, and you've got a week off, and then we'll get some players back. But Harrison, I guess looking forward to West Ham. Simple question, but basically, is it just the same team that starts tonight? I mean, I don't really think there's any other alternative, is there? I don't see anyone else that can come in.
I think it is. As long as Gilchrist is all okay, I think it's a bit of tiredness, and maybe it's a little twingy in the game. As long as he's okay, then yeah. It's the same 11, because I don't think we've got anyone else. But I think that's what... I think the subs tonight help Pochettino, because now Achimpong and Jimmy, I'm not going to try and pronounce his surname, they've got a couple of minutes of Premier League football under their belt, which helps, because they're going to be need... The subs will be needed Sunday. What is 2 full days and then half a Sunday before the game itself. So, yes, it's no time at all. The turnaround, I know it's the sort of turnaround West Ham have done all season with differing success. But yeah, those subs will be needed and in more kind of significant time as well. So you'd hope Chimpong and Jimmy, and then you've got Cassadine and Cassaday and Washington maybe might as well feature. And you'd imagine Cole will definitely feature off the bench. I think Nkunku, please just wrap him in cotton wool. Let's not be stupid and give him another injury. Even if it means he plays another 40 minutes between now and the end of the season, I couldn't care less, as long as he's fully fit come August for the new season. So, yeah, it's going to be tough as well, because I think West Ham, they still want, but the fans will almost certainly still want Europe, but it does seem to be going a little bit, like they've fallen off a cliff a bit under Moyes of late, with it all kind of petering out towards the end.
I'll be honest, 4 points off for European spots, and they've got three games left. So I think for West Ham, I mean, say comes that is it's kind of do or die for them now. But obviously, it's West Ham. It's West Ham Chelsea. It's a big game. It's a big game. It's another London derby. So it will certainly mean a lot. But said, yeah, fair play Chelsea tonight. Outstanding. We'll see how much how far into the well they went. Come Sunday, but said I can't fool them. I'm really pleased with them tonight. Fair play to every single one. I do not have a gripe, a bad thing to say really about any of those individuals tonight. I'm really, really pleased and said it's a big game Sunday. And then again, we will just see, because if Chelsea win Sunday, and again, yes, it's a big if, but if Chelsea win Sunday, then they will go above Man United before Man United have a, you know, on paper anyway, a tricky tie away at Crystal Palace. And said we know that United said United's end of the season is not very easy either. I said they've got Crystal Palace, they've got Arsenal, they've got Newcastle, and they've got Brighton. So they're not easy fixtures for Man United, particularly Man United side that can gives up a lot of chances. So Chelsea, please, please just yeah, turn up on Sunday and kind of put that pressure back on United. And then we'll see. And look, Newcastle, they do have a pretty kind end of the season, probably bar that Man United game. And away and again, even is, and then again, is Man United away really that brutal, harder game for them? So I'd still say it's probably Newcastle's favourites to get, you know, get that European spot ahead of us. But I said we can certainly put the pressure on United, and we shall see what happens there. But yeah, regardless, it's been a wonderful night. I said Chelsea have done the double over Tottenham this season. Mauricio Pochettino has had a night in front of those fans. Those fans have got something to, you know, cling on to with him, you know, for this, hopefully. And it's hopefully just something we can build and it can last, because it's, you know, nights like tonight really get you infused about Chelsea and feeling positive. Certainly, you know, the remainder of this week will be very, very nice indeed. But that's where we're going to wrap up. It's been a, you know, it was a terrific performance from Chelsea tonight. And yeah, until the next episode, everybody, keep a blue flag flying high.
It's so good beating them lot. It's so good beating them lot. Cannot fault anything tonight. I think there's only going to be one person that's probably going to be annoyed and like, oh, come on. And that's probably De Zazzi, because every time he plays, we can't seem to keep a clean sheet. And the last two times we have kept a clean sheet, he's not played.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.